Philadelphia Pig Iron Theater is now 30 years old. As one of the most prominent experimental theater companies in the region, Pig Iron has often left audiences both applauding and scratching their heads. WHYY's Peter Crimmins asked company founders to respond to three decades of critics.
Since 1996, critics writing about Pig Iron Theater have used words like stunning, grotesque, gleefully mindless, spot-on perfection, anti-verbal, and one big goof. In 2002, a critic for The Guardian newspaper, Lynn Gardner, described the play Shut-Eye as both banal and bizarre, adding, quote, "It is as if the company were so excited by what they could do that they forgot about the need to say something interesting."
This one stings.
That is Pig Iron's Quinn Baradell, and this is his co-founder, Dan Rothenberg.
I feel you could leave any of our shows and give that review.
Yeah.
One of the plays that won Pig Iron an Obie Award in 2008 was Chekhov Lizard Brain. Liesl Schillinger of New York Magazine praised the company for its egghead deadpan, but then asked, "Is this funny, ha-ha?" Michael Feingold of The Village Voice wrote it was, quote, "aggressively undidactic," resulting in exhilarating despair.
A word that doesn't come up in the reviews, but that came up a lot in those years is preposterous.
This is Dan Rothenberg again.
To explain what the play is ridiculous, which is there's a guy, he lives in upstate New York, he's got a Russian name, and he has a complete misunderstanding of what Chekhov is. In his mind, Chekhov is fancy voice, wearing top hats, and using Russian complicated names. He's kind of imagining Chekhov plays to make him feel like he's part of this family. God, I can't even explain it.
Yeah. In 2009, Pig Iron brought its Obie-winning play Hell Meets Henry halfway to Washington, D.C., where a critic there gave it a backhanded compliment, quote, "Nothing much happens in this play, but I was grateful Hell made the trip."
I can't believe this person would say not a lot happens.
Because it's filled with stuff happening.
There is, the end of the play has the two protagonists spearing themselves on a javelin.
Yeah, it has everything. There's
it has
sex
a tennis
scene,
sex, there's a tennis
a squirrel
match,
murdering, that gets murdered.
Murdering of a squirrel. I would say this is much more full of event than many Pig Iron plays.
Well, Tim Trenner from the DC theater scene apparently thought that not a lot happens.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Reflecting on his long career making unusual work, Rothenberg said Pig Iron has always leaned into ambiguity and performance over proclamation.
I don't think we wanted to make plays that someone could go out and say, I know the message. I think the goal has always been to make theater where it's like, I didn't think I would like something like that, but now I do care, even though I don't even know if I do yet.
Pig Iron begins its 30th anniversary season at the Wilma Theater with Poor Judge, a play based on the songs of Amy Mann. It runs until January 25th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.